My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
As the exclusive sponsor of this show, the law firm Condorian Murad can guide you and your family in the right direction, help you draft a will, set up a trust, or create a healthcare power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys at kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them G&D sent you to get a discount. kmlawyers.com. We're giving away tickets to see Blues Traveler at Wolf Trap at 4 in 1 hour right here on The Fan. But let's get to the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app. Visit BetQL.com. Our buddy Brian Baldinger, you watch him on NFL Network. You see him on social media at Baldy NFL. One of our favorite football guests joins us now. Baldy, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm just leaving the Steelers practice out here in Latrobe right now. They had a really spirited practice, full contact. So I've just been making my way around. It's my 10th camp I've been to here in the last 12 days. So I'm just trying to eyeball as many teams I can here before we get started.
Yeah, I was scrolling through your social media feed to see all the stops, see who I could ask you about. And you have covered, as you said, about a third of the league here over the last week and a half. So you are making moves, and we'll get to a lot of those clubs. But I want to start here with the Brandon Ayuk news of the day, that the 49ers are willing to trade him, but that it sounds like Washington at the moment has pulled itself out of any conversation to land him. First, do you think Ayuk gets traded?
I don't know, honestly. I mean, they drafted either his or Debo's replacement in Ricky Pearsall. As soon as you saw that first-round pick, somebody's got to go. And so I was just in Pittsburgh. People were sort of putting Ayuk in Pittsburgh. I mean, what teams do, though, is they don't want to send that message to the guys on the team that we're thinking about bringing Ayuk in. If you're not interested, shut it down. And don't let the speculation, like, really seep through the team. That's not good. And it's not good for the guys that are there. I just think it's late in the game to really get value for him. And I don't know, like, he's asking for a lot of money, a new contract. Not everybody is in a position to do that. right now at this stage of the game where he's got to learn an offense, he get timing with the quarterback, and all of that. He's an excellent player. He's a great blocker, a great route runner. But, I mean, what level of, Ayuk are you getting right now to your team?
I think that's the big question that clubs have to answer. Now, with Washington's situation, I'd be curious to get your thoughts on whether it would be worth giving up. The report is basically it would take a wide receiver on your roster and draft picks, and then, of course, you'd pay him $30 million. And normally I'd say absolutely not. I'm not even interested in considering any of that. But I am also a big proponent, Baldy, of surrounding my young quarterback with as many weapons and elevators as possible. So I understand where there would be intrigue and why Washington would have talked to San Francisco earlier in this process. But what's your thought on the Commanders as a fit?
Well, I mean, look, the general manager now comes from San Francisco. He was part of the group that drafted Brandon Ayuk. Nobody knows him better than he does. And so if he's shutting it down, like, he's probably pretty happy with Terry McLaurin. Everybody's happy with McLaurin. He's just a stud of a guy and a player. Dotson, you know, is coming on. Jaden has worked tirelessly with some of these guys. You got to look at Luke McCaffrey, who they drafted, who I think is going to be a good player. I don't know. Like, he certainly would be an upgrade, I think, to just about any roster. I was just in Pittsburgh. He's an upgrade there. George Pickens is receiver number one there, but he'd be an upgrade over anybody else they have. But there's a lot of other considerations, and finances are a big part of it. So, you know, I mean, it's just a question of how quickly he could get really brought up to speed in this situation right now. There's still Diami Brown, that you got to get the ball to, that's going to be part of this team. Like, it doesn't look like Washington has a receiving core that is desperate for a guy like Ayuk right now.
Brian Baldinger on Grant and Danny. Want to talk to him about a bevy of his camp stops he's been talking with and spending interview time with some of the biggest names in football over the last week. One more on Washington. We found out today that Jaden Daniels is going to start their preseason game against the Jets on Saturday at noon in the Meadowlands. All the reports have been glowing about Daniels so far. I know you were high on him coming out of school. What do you make of the fact that they are going to play him in this first preseason game? Sounds like he'll get at least two games of action. And just the importance of getting his feet wet this week rather than waiting.
I'm all for it. I've been around the league. I see a lot of teams. Joe Burrow is going to play in preseason. C.J. Stroud is going to play. I think you got to get that timing. It's a new system for everybody, what Cliff is bringing. I'm going to see him scrimmage the Jets on Thursday. I'm anxious to watch him. It's not like he's getting pushed by anybody that's there. I don't care if it's, at this point, whether it's Mariota or Driscoll. Nobody's pushing him. Like, it's his job. And so get him as much timing as he can. He doesn't have to be out there for a long time. But Caleb Williams is going to play in the preseason. I saw him on Thursday night. These guys are going to get time. So, it might be a series. It might be two series. It might be a quarter. But it's good to work with Tyler Biadasz, the new center, and get some timing down. Get a little work in during these scrimmages where he's not going to get hit. I think it's going to be pretty safe. But also, get used to the scrimmage on Thursday, but then get used to the speed of the game on this weekend against the Jets as well.
At Baldy NFL on Twitter for the great takes and film breakdowns of Brian Baldinger, who's joining us here on G&D Without Danny today. You just mentioned the scrimmages. I've talked to a couple players this week who have told me that they prefer the practices, the joint workouts, even to preseason games. And you know that there are some coaches that feel that way. But we always see these brawls, right? You see it with the Lions and the Giants this week, yesterday and today. It seems to me like that is the one thing kind of holding the joint practices back from almost fully replacing preseason action. Is there any way to other than being able to suspend guys or fine guys or something, is there any way to get the brawls to go away so that more coaches like Andy Reid and others are willing to do these joint practices?
Not really. I mean, I've seen joint practices where the coaches were adamant that nobody throws a punch, nobody starts. But Look, I remember one time I was watching the Rams and the Raiders scrimmage, and Aaron Donald started every fight, and he finished every fight, and all Sean McVay did is run from one field to the other where the fight was going on, and all he did was pull Aaron Donald out of the pile. That's Aaron Donald. Like, how are you going to tell Aaron Donald you can't do this? Like, he's the leader of the team. He sets the tone, and he was. So it's kind of hard. What's going on this year is a lot of these scrimmages, like the Jets have 3 one-day scrimmages, once against Washington, once against Carolina, once against the Giants. What has been happening is when you go 2 days, and that's what it used to be, just 2 days of scrimmages, the first day usually was pretty clean, and then the second day you'd see all these skirmishes. So now teams are kind of cutting it down to just 1 day. And you hope that in just – like the Lions and Giants were going 2 days this week. So you just hope that if you just go 1 day, you just get a good day of work in against another color jersey, and then, you know, you could, you know, get ready to play in the game. So I see a lot of these teams are cutting it down to just a 1 day scrimmage, but that is an issue. You just can't get anybody hurt in these things. Nobody gets anything done when these fights break out. I'm guilty of it when I played, of starting it, finishing it. Like, I was just as guilty, but, you know, you're competing for a job. Take it out on another guy. That's what you're doing, trying to just be more competitive.
Yeah, it's easy for me to say, you know, standing on the sideline. I'm not mixing it up physically in the heat, but Malik Nabers of the Giants and Kirby Joseph of the Lions today are punching each other in the face mask and in the helmet, closed fist. You're just asking for problems. You're asking for a broken bone. I mean, that's just stupid.
No doubt. It is stupid, and I just got done watching Malik practice on Saturday, and he was phenomenal. I mean, he'd drop a ball, like, technically as sound as can be. Like, he's a star. Like, he can't be throwing a punch to Kirby Joseph. And Kirby, he's their starting free safety. He's a great player. Like, you can't afford to lose a player in any of those kind of situations.
Speaking of, just to go a little deeper into Nabers, I want to start bouncing around to some of your stops. You're at Giants camp. How good is Nabers going to be this year, do you think?
Well, Daniel Jones has never thrown to a guy like Malik Nabers, never. They haven't had a player as dynamic as that, you know, since Odell Beckham in maybe his first or second year. He's something else. I mean, he's route running, he's crisp, he's super strong. He catches everything with his hands. He just looks like an advanced student, you know, and maybe that's why he broke all the records, you know, at LSU, maybe for those reasons.
Yeah, last year he and Jaden Daniels made some pretty sweet music in the SEC. All right, let's go to the Steelers. That's where you were today in Latrobe. Is there really a quarterback competition? That's certainly what's kind of being sold nationally now, is that Fields has crept up on Russell Wilson. Is that a thing?
I don't know. I mean, I talked to Russell after practice. He likes the offense. Justin got his time in there. They, you know, one thing about Pittsburgh, man, they're old school. Like, they're tackling to the ground out there. I mean, it's a lot of contact. The quarterbacks are, you know, they're getting rushed at pretty good by a variety of guys, although TJ and Cam Hayward, you know, had a day off today. But Nick Herbig, you know, they've got some good rushers. I can't say that one guy is ahead of the other. I've heard the same thing. They look like they were splitting reps out there throughout the day to me.
You were also at Bengals camp within that AFC North. What a loaded division. I mean, the Browns, with Joe Flacco at the controls, were a tough out in the playoffs last year. The Bengals get Burrow back. The Steelers never have losing seasons under Tomlin. You look, really, the Ravens are the cream of the crop over the last couple of years with the reigning MVP. How do you see the North?
Well, it's honestly, it just comes down to one or two plays in a game. If you think about to that playoff game between Cincinnati and Baltimore a couple of years ago, Baltimore's going in to score, and the ball gets punched out by Logan Wilson or whoever, and, you know, Sam Hubbard goes 100 yards for the return, they win the game. I mean, those games are decided by one or two plays. You don't know where they're going to be. They just stack up that well. And, you know, whether the defense, the quarterback play, the way that they feature the running game in every place, you know, the way that the teams are really constructed with depth in the trenches. You know, Pittsburgh won 10 games last year. The three quarterbacks threw a combined 13 touchdown passes. I mean, if Russell Wilson if he's the starter, and he throws what he did last year, 26 touchdown passes, I mean, how many games is Pittsburgh going to win if a quarterback does that for him?
Texans, you made a stop with Houston. C.J. Stroud had an incredible season as the number two overall pick last year. Everyone in this town is hoping Jaden can be the next version of him, but we don't see years like that. What was the secret sauce for Stroud? Because I remember even the day or two before the draft, people were still suggesting, you know, he could fall out of the top 10, and then he ends up putting on a clinic last year as a rookie.
Well, I mean, first of all, the guy loves football, okay? And he's an athlete. I mean, he loves basketball. He's got hands as big as any defensive lineman. He's got a big arm. But, you know, he's just technically very sound. I mean, his footwork is excellent. You know, maybe Joe Burrow has just a touch better mechanics, but maybe not. And he just sees the field very well. And he gives his receivers a chance. I mean, Nico Collins did nothing in this league his first 2 years. You know, C.J. Stroud comes in, and he's a Pro Bowl player. And, you know, he's an elite number one wide receiver. Tank Dell is just as quick as they come in his business, can separate from anybody. Like, he built immediate timing with Tank, with Nico, with Dalton Schultz. And I spent time with talk to him yesterday. He just has an utter confidence and command about the position. It's just, without even trying, you can just talk to him and you can feel the confidence that he has in the offense, in what they're asking him to do, and his ability to execute it.
I mean, Baldy, I'm thinking about this. So you were at basically a third of the league's camps over the last week, and I'm looking at the Texans' depth chart. I don't know if you saw a more talented roster. Like, just looking at what they got. Collins, big year. They trade for Stephon Diggs. They get Tank Dell back. They've got Tunsil at left tackle. Stroud at quarterback. They went and got Joe Mixon. And then at, you know, defensively, they brought in Danielle Hunter opposite Will Anderson, who's a beast in waiting. They've got Stingley at corner, and they drafted Lassiter to start opposite him in the second round. I mean, that's got to be one of the most talented starting groups on those two sides of the ball in the league.
It's a blue-chip roster. And then, you know, because of D'Amico's relationship with Jimmy Ward and Azeez Al-Shaair, like, they're in there starting at linebacker and starting at safety for him. They know the defense, the calls. Like, it was the natural. Both those players got a lot of football in them. Look, they've got depth. Their offensive line, they drafted, you know, they drafted guys this year. They drafted Juice Scruggs last year. He's starting center. Like, they've hit on each of the last two drafts. I mean, deep into the draft, you know, they've hit on their players. And so they drafted well. The quarterback makes everybody better. Stephon Diggs looks like he's having a ball. When they go 11 personnel, you put Diggs and Nico and Tank and Schultz out there to throw to, that's about as good as it gets in this league right now.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine Stroud not having another huge season. We're talking with Brian Baldinger here on Grant and Danny as he is wrapping up what has been a lengthy camp tour. Speaking of Diggs, he leaves Buffalo in that trade. The Bills, it seems like everyone's expects them to take a step back. I mean, you tell me if you think I'm wrong here. I don't think teams with quarterbacks like Josh Allen, he's not Mahomes, but he's close. Burrow's up there, too. I don't know that they take big steps back. Why can't Buffalo be in the Super Bowl mix this year?
There's no reason why they can't. I mean, Josh is just that talented. He's, you know, he accounted, counting the playoffs, he accounted for 51 touchdowns last year.
Wow.
Like, nobody was close to Josh. They ran the ball better than anybody the second half of the season when Joe Brady took over. James Cook is an elite back. The offensive line just got bigger this year than they were last year. And they all come back. And so they're well coached by Aaron Cromer. Look, Keon Coleman, you meet the kid, you fall in love with the kid. You know, he's got a personality, but he's got talent too now. I mean, he's a big body that can separate. He's a big target. Josh Allen's going to throw to Dawson Knox and Dalton Kincaid at tight end. I don't know. Like, I think they have enough there in the passing game. And then defensively, they get both starting inside linebackers back from injury last year. I don't know. They're well coached. And Josh Allen's going to give you a chance every single Sunday. I wouldn't count them out. They've won the division four times in a row. I like the Jets' talent if they stay healthy. You got to love the speed and the offense of Miami. But Buffalo, like, they expect to be back there again this year.
Yeah, you got Allen. You got to expect that. You mentioned the Jets. I know you sat down with Aaron Rodgers. What did you make of your stay with that club?
Well, I mean, they're a very talented club. And, you know, you watch Tyron Smith and John Simpson and Morgan Moses to go with Oliver Tucker and Joe Tippett at center. Like, if that line stays healthy, I mean, they're going to be really good. Now, even if one of those guys go down, they've got some depth there this year because of all the guys that have played. But, I mean, the combination of Aaron Rodgers to Garrett Wilson is going to be about as good as anybody in the league. And this Breece Hall, last year at this time, he wasn't even practicing. I mean, this guy's got – he's going to – and he was still second in the league in total yards from scrimmage. And he's got a chance to have, you know, a 2,000-yard season. I mean, total yards now, receiving and running. He's got a chance for 2,000 yards. And if this defense has any kind of a lead in the fourth quarter and you become one-dimensional against this defense, like they're going to get to the quarterback. They just have that ability.
Baldy, awesome info. Thoroughly enjoyed your content from all your stops. Heck of a job. Thanks for hopping on with us here on G&D.
Yeah, my pleasure. Anytime.
Be good. There's Brian Baldinger. Watch him on NFL Network. He's at BaldyNFL on Twitter. Next, we have not gotten into the big news out of Ashburn this morning. Dan Quinn making it official that Jaden Daniels isn't just going to play against the Jets, but as should be the case, and as we talked about yesterday being necessary, that he's going to start the game. That's next on G&D.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
two more rips, two more...
you deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm Earl Forsey. We're brought to you by the Virginia DMV. Slow down, drive sober, and buckle up, Virginia. Start with the big Commanders news. The unofficial depth chart came out today with the first preseason game Saturday against the Jets. Jaden Daniels, the rookie, will be the starter.
Just go out there and try to execute at a high level. I mean, it's my first one ever, so I don't know what I'm getting myself into, so it'll be a surprise for me, but just go out there and have fun.
Summer Olympics, U.S. women's soccer team beat Germany in the women's soccer semifinals. They'll play for the gold medal Saturday morning. Men's basketball team back in action. They are just getting set to tip things off for their quarterfinal game today against Brazil. We're brought to you by the Virginia Department of Motor Vehicles. Before a crash happens, before the first responders arrive at the scene, before it all, there are decisions to be made. Right one, slow down, drive sober, and buckle up, Virginia. From the Crop Med Calf 5-star sports desk, I'm Earl Forsey on The Fan.
Is Jaden Daniels QB1 on the first depth chart? And
on the first unofficial depth chart, he is.
Will he start Saturday?
The first unofficial depth chart, okay. He will.
That was Nikki Javala, Washington Post, and Dan Quinn, head coach Commanders. Welcome back, G&D on The Fan. That was the press conference today when Quinn broke the news, if you want to call it that, that Jaden Daniels is going to start in the preseason. But you heard that answer. It doesn't have to be this way. Why do we have to do it this way in the first unofficial depth chart? Still not saying, yeah, he's the starting quarterback. Why do we have to do it this way? I just wanted this kind of thing to be gone with Rivera. This, like, pretend competition that we all have to walk around and whisper and be like, starter Jaden Daniels. We have to act like he's not the starter. Even today, when we found out he's going to start the preseason game, this was the big breaking news. I'm driving out to Ashburn. Let's go to Savannah McCann. Savannah's saying, Jaden Daniels is starting against the Jets. When you actually hear what Dan Quinn said, he is, like, downplaying that by going, on the unofficial depth chart, he's listed first. But is he going to start? Yes, on the unofficial game with the unofficial starter starting, unofficially, Jaden Daniels. Play that clip again. Like, why does it have to be that way? Just say our best quarterback that we drafted second, who played in college for 5 years and played 8,000 games, and who was the best quarterback in the country last year, who won the Heisman Trophy, who is obviously going to start because he's better than everyone else we have, and because he's ready, and because he was picked second. Even if he stunk, he would start, because we picked him second. Well, on the unofficial depth chart in the unofficial game, it doesn't have to be this way.
Is Jaden Daniels QB1 on the first depth chart? And
on the first unofficial depth chart, he is.
Will he start Saturday?
The first unofficial depth chart, okay. He will.
Now, for my own blood pressure and sanity, and for your eardrums, so I don't just sit here banging the table for the rest of the show, I'm going to move on. Just know, it doesn't have to be this way. This is the part where he could have come out and said, Jaden Daniels has been great. He has performed and checked all the boxes. He's done everything we've asked. He's earned the right to be the starter in the preseason game. He is performing swimmingly, and we're on a nice pace for him to be the starter in week one, assuming things continue to track the way that they have. Instead, it was this whole game continuing. Unofficially, unofficial depth chart, unofficial game, unofficial drive, unofficial series. Okay.
The first unofficial depth chart, okay. He will.
Thank you, Coach. All right, let's get into some other things specific to the Jaden Daniels debut against the Jets, which I know you guys are fired up about, which I can't wait for on Saturday at noon. Let's go cut two here. This is on snap count for the preseason game. Did DQ take the bait? Give a little info on how much the starters will play.
I wouldn't say it's free-flowing, but we're going to try to get, you know, work for all the guys, you know, as we're moving forward into this game. That makes it difficult to do, but all the guys have earned that right to try to do that. So, you know, we're going to try to push that everybody can get some reps and some turns. Not all the reps will be the same for practice for Thursday, so you won't see those being exactly equal from practice into the game. For instance, some may play more in practice and play less in the game. Some may play less in practice and play more in the game. But that's really by design, and especially for some of the youngest players. I really wanted them to have their moment to, you know, show what they can do and prove, whether it's here or elsewhere, that they got the chops to play in this league.
All right, so here's what that means, a little translation. The younger guys he's talking about that he's trying to showcase for their careers and give an opportunity to be seen, that obviously is going to be in the preseason game on television, where everyone around the country will be able to watch the game. That doesn't happen in a practice in the Jets training facility that very few people are at and that isn't televised, right? So that means Jaden Daniels is going to get a lot of work in that practice, as he should, and is probably going to get very little work in the preseason game, which we already knew. In fact, I was interviewing a Dante Fowler after practice today, the defensive end, who I'm hopeful is going to get to the quarterback and have some sacks and help this defense out this year. I really liked my conversation with Fowler. I found him to be a cool, like a just a hungry, approachable dude. You'll hear that conversation at 6 right here on The Fan, so make sure you're listening. He feels like he's got a lot to prove this season, and he's motivated, which I dig. But I bring him up to tell you that he jokingly talked about how little they're going to play in the preseason, and Jahan Dotson did the same. In fact, Jahan Dotson was really funny. He said, yeah, you're going to get a very small glimpse of what we're capable of Saturday. A very, very small glimpse. A very, very, very small glimpse. And he kind of kept joking. So my guess is they're going to play a drive, right? They're going to go out there. If it's three and out, maybe you run it back and you get another 3 to 6 plays or something. If it's one drive that they can sustain for 5, 6, 7, 8 snaps, that's probably all they play. But you just get Jaden Daniels out there, as we talked about yesterday. Break a sweat. Maybe you get hit for the first time, and I don't mean tackled or dropped on a delayed run, but someone runs by you and shoves you as you're throwing a football. You get a lot of those firsts out of the way. You have your first conversation with officials in game. You're figuring out in an NFL stadium how things are going to look and feel during an NFL game, right? You just do as many things for the first time so that it's not going to be the inaugural journey when you do it in Tampa in week 1. And you could do that with a drive. And if they want to play them a week from now against Miami for 2, 3, 4 drives, a quarter, whatever it is, they could do that too. That's probably what I would do. But I think Daniels is going to get a lot of work against the Jets starting defense. And that's going to be really telling. Because as I said when I was out there sometime last week, Daniels looked incredible. Today, I didn't think he was quite as sharp throwing the football, but they didn't have pads on, his shells. He was still very good. The first time I saw him was pretty tremendous in terms of touch and accuracy, and it was a nearly flawless practice throwing the football. But I kind of came away from that having made the observation, not only does he know what's going on with this offense at a high level, he also has a pretty good feel for what the Dan Quinn, Joe Witt defense is doing after all these sessions and workouts and the ability to access information in the playbook and whatnot. And I think what I realized was, as good as he looks, I need to see him now play against a defense where he doesn't know what's coming. That's the next test. He has aced this one. He's mastered this. He's figured this out. That's awesome. And it speaks to his acumen, his smarts. It speaks to the fact that this is a sharp guy who can take in information very quickly. Like, these are all really significant, important markers in his progress. But to get to a point where you feel like he's made another leap toward not only the starting job, but week 1 and being ready to hit the ground sprinting, I think you want to see him against just another defense that he hasn't seen, that he has no feel for, that's going to disguise a look or two up front, that's going to mask a coverage, that's going to try to fool him. And maybe all that doesn't happen in a handful of snaps against the Jets in a game, but it's sure as heck going to happen in 11s in practice. And that's where Dan Quinn's saying, we're going to have some guys do a lot in practice and less in games. They're going to use that practice to their advantage for a lot of those veteran starters, some of whom might even not even play in the preseason game. That John Allen, Daron Payne group of players that's been around, your mainstays, maybe you don't play some of your best defensive players in the game at all, but they're going to get a lot of work against the Jets. I can't wait to see how Brandon Coleman holds up at left tackle against a really high-end pass rush. really that offensive line in general about to get tested. That's going to be significant. But the headliner is obviously Daniels. That goes without saying. How he looks against not just a new defense, but a really, really good defense. Let's talk about Quinn planning out the preseason for Jaden Daniels cut four. He was asked about that today shortly after saying that Daniels would get the start against the Jets.
Yeah, I think it depends a little bit on the game, the opponent, what do we want to see. So it won't be the same, you know, that we're looking for in each of the preseason games. But in this game, this is what we'd like to see. In this game was what we'd like to see. It also is about the practices, too, because guys like Jaden will get more, you know, reps in those practices than they likely will in the games. And so they count a lot, too. And that's why I'm a proponent of the practices and doing it once day, off day, then play the game. I really like that format.
Dan Quinn today with the media. Biggest story out of camp, Jaden Daniels to start against the Jets. Not the same. I've heard people saying Jaden Daniels named the starter. That was not the case today. This was an opportunity for them to have done that. They elected not to. Not for any real reason. There's no reason to assume Jaden Daniels is competing for the job. He's not. And there's no thought, I don't think, from anybody who's been around this team for 30 seconds to think that Jaden Daniels won't ultimately be the starter. But I think today was the first time that Dan Quinn could have bubbled in the Scantron incorrectly and he passed the test. He could have said on the first depth chart, Marcus Mariota is a veteran. He's got the pelts on the wall, and he's going to go out there for the first drive and continue this thing. I'm going to be nice and not call it a charade, but whatever this is, this process. But instead, he was able to say that unofficially, Jaden Daniels is listed first and will start against the Jets. And that's about the extent of what I care about with the depth chart. You know, this is always an annual thing where everyone looks at the first depth chart that gets released and they pick it apart. This guy's a backup, and Emmanuel Forbes is not listed as a starter. Can you believe that? These depth charts do not matter at all right now. I need everyone to understand that. They really don't. Teams are going to do whatever they can to give you as little information as possible at this juncture. They've literally have to put one out by definition. They need to put that in the pregame packet. They have to, by league rules, provide a depth chart for this game. There have been guys, I think Belichick was one of these dudes over the years where they've done it like alphabetical or just listed everyone on the same line, you know, if they really want to be a pain about it. But to DQ's credit and to, I would say, 98% of coaches' credit over the years, they actually fill it out with something that resembles the order of operations at practice. But I will just say, having been out there now a few times over the last couple of weeks, Emmanuel Forbes gets way more run with the starters out on the boundary at corner as basically their de facto number two than he doesn't. So if you were to say right now, is Emmanuel Forbes going to start against the Bucs? I would say yes. But it doesn't really matter. I mean, they signed Michael Davis. He's going to play a bunch. Forbes is going to play. That's somewhat of a rotational position anyway. I mean, if you're a star corner, you don't come off the field, but I don't think any of us think that that's the case right now with Forbes coming off of his inaugural season. Beltway Blitz, top of the hour. We've got tickets we are giving away at 4 to see Blues Traveler. Remember, I did catch up with Jahan Dotson today. You'll want to hear what he had to say at 4:30. I mentioned that Dante Fowler conversation. That is at 6. You're listening to Grant and Danny. No Danny on the Fan. We'll get to our double play in just a moment, driven to you by your local Washington area Honda dealers. Stop in for a great deal on the rugged and capable Honda Pilot. Contact your local Washington area Honda dealers today. No Danny, I'm Grant. You are locked into the Fan. I mentioned I was out at training camp today. I was thinking about this during the break, how cool this is. One of the things I think this ownership group has done very well And if I could actually give credit even to Jason Wright from his time before they showed up, I think this process began. He and his crew hired Tim Hightower, who you guys may remember was a running back here in D.C., was also a really good player for the Arizona Cardinals. I think he went to Richmond collegiately, if memory serves. But Hightower was hired as a alumni staffer with Washington and kind of a liaison to the former players and to get them back involved and around the building. And I think they really started doing a good job of that. But it completely took off with the new ownership group, frankly, because there were so many guys who had terrible relationships with Dan Snyder. You think about John Riggins back in the fold last year, Darryl Green, who was at training camp today, all the way back in. They're retiring his jersey in his number this year. That's the beginning of what is a lengthy list of you know, players that have been alienated over the years. Charles Mann on these airwaves has talked about this in the past. But this new ownership group has extended, you know, their hand and an olive branch to try to get as many of these guys back in the mix as possible. And I just think now there is a really cool, harmonious relationship between some of the legends of the past and this current operation. And there is an elephant in the room, obviously, which is to say that those were all Redskins greats, and now the team is called Commanders, and what do you do with that awkwardness? But as I got into camp today, so I park, I'm walking into training camp. As soon as you walk in off to the right, there's this line for an alumni meet and greet. And the last time I was there, it was Gary Clark, and today it was Dexter Manley, I believe. I was a good ways away, but it looked like Dexter. And so you stand there, you get pictures, you get an autograph, what have you. But over the course of practice, you think about this from the perspective of you're a fan, just a customer that went out there today to watch. Some of the people that I saw, interacted with, bumped into, or just from afar, noticed were there and were spending time with fans. Joe Gibbs was on site today. You have not lived unless you've seen an unsuspecting collection of fans of this football team realize that Joe Gibbs is in their midst. It's the equivalent of just kids at a mall when Santa takes his seat on December 20th for picture time. And when Gibbs comes down to do his Q&A with the media today, and one by one, almost like a wave in a stadium, you know, each fan down the line finds out, oh, that's Joe Gibbs. Oh, Joe Gibbs is over there. I'm getting chills thinking about it. Just the reaction to this living legend being there was awesome. But you had him on site today. Darryl Green was there. I think he brought a couple of hundred folks as part of a charity endeavor he was doing. He was on site. I mentioned Manley, who's the great pass rusher in team history. I posted a picture, as a matter of fact, at Grant H. Paulson of London Fletcher side by side with Brian Mitchell. We were sitting there on the sideline watching practice, and it dawned on me, two guys that I think should be in the Hall of Fame who are greats in this organization. Fletcher, I'm not going to tell you he had the same career as Ray Lewis because I don't think that's accurate, but his numbers rival a lot of Ray Lewis's over the time that he played in the league. That's a guy, in my opinion, that should be in Canton. And Brian Mitchell, who was the greatest return man of all time at the moment that he retired, and is the most accomplished, successful, with longevity and consistency, return man in history. And they were standing side by side watching practice. Obviously, Brian's going to do TV commentary on the preseason game. London Fletcher's a part of the radio team. But I said, hey, let me take a quick pic of you guys, and I posted it. This is how weird it is. I tweeted it out, and when I started to type it, I said, two Redskins legends who should both be in the Hall of Fame. And then I kind of stopped before I hit send. And I'm like, wait a second. I can't say Redskins. So I said, two Washington legends. And then I'm getting ready to hit send. And I'm like, all right, people are going to be a bunch of crap for that because I'm just saying Washington. So then I just said, I went with Washington football and posted it. And obviously I got a bunch of people going, they played for the Redskins. Just say it. Like, it's, you don't know what to do. What am I allowed to do? What should I do? I don't know. But they played for the Redskins. They're two Redskins legends. But anyway, it was just one former great after another, and then I see Sean Springs, and you kind of go round the horn with just a bevy of the former players that were out there. It was awesome, and I think they've done a really good job with that. But here's hoping that London Fletcher gets that call, Joe Jacoby gets that call, and Brian Mitchell, our own here at The Fan, gets that call. This was Devin Hester, for those of you that didn't hear it, as he became the first return man to get inducted to the Pro Football Hall of Fame this weekend.
I hope me being here today opens up the doors and brings some attention to other guys like Brian Mitchell and Josh Cripps, because I'm not the only returner who deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. I'm just the first.
That was classy. I think that was really, really cool. B. Mitch was telling me today that years and years ago, Hester reached out to him and was just picking his brain about returning. And so now you get inducted and you remember that, and he's one of the OGs at the position that you think's deserving, and you name check him in your speech. Very, very cool that he did that. But such a proud history and tradition. And one of the big questions was, as you become Commanders, how are you going to thread that needle? And I'll say, walking around today, seeing Joe Gibbs and Darryl Green and London Fletcher and Brian Mitchell and Dexter Manley, you know, they're threading it, at least in the sense of getting those guys involved and around to pay homage to what was in the past. We've got a brand new shirt, I should point out, on the 106.7 The Fan merch shop right now. It's pretty cool looking. It says B. Mitch for Hall of Fame. B. Mitch for HOF. You can go check it out at the 106.7 The Fan merch store right now, along with the That Kid Jaden gear, all of our Jaden Daniels t-shirts. But yeah, represent for the 106.7 The Fan crew, B. Mitch for the Hall of Fame. And I should also tell you that Ty Gibbs of NASCAR fame, who drives for Joe Gibbs Racing, was at practice today. And I was more excited when I saw Ty Gibbs. I was sitting there waiting for Jahan Dotson because I wanted to get an interview for the show. And I prioritized my work. I put you guys first. I want you to know that. I said, I can't come back empty-handed. I got to get a couple interviews. But I wanted to walk away from the practice area where I was waiting for players coming off the field to go talk to Ty Gibbs about the Richmond race. I was like a little kid. I think that the difference is you don't get excited about seeing football players when you're at a football practice. But just, I didn't think Ty Gibbs would be there. He's kind of in the wild at that point. It's like seeing an actor or an actress when you're not at the movies. You just bump into him in a grocery store. Like if I saw Jahan Dotson at Glory Days Grill in Lorton, I'd be pretty fired up. I didn't think Jahan Dotson would be here. But I knew Jahan Dotson would be walking off the field after practice. If I saw Ty Gibbs at the Richmond Raceway this weekend, maybe it doesn't move the needle the exact same way. I was steamed up to see old Ty Gibbs. What a tiny little kid he is, by the way. What a wee little boy just out there driving a big car in NASCAR for his grandpa, Joe Gibbs. Go get him, Ty. Get your first win of the season. Get yourself into the playoffs officially. All right, next, your Beltway Blitz. And here on Grant and Danny, I am giving away Blues Traveler tickets. They're at Wolf Trap. We'll do that next ahead of the Blitz on The Fan.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
We'll get to our double play in just a moment, driven to you by your local Washington area Honda dealers. Stop in for a great deal on the rugged and capable Honda Pilot. Contact your local Washington area Honda dealers today. No, Danny, I'm Grant. You are locked into the Fan. I mentioned I was out at training camp today. I was thinking about this during the break, how cool this is. One of the things I think this ownership group has done very well, and if I could actually give credit even to Jason Wright, from his time before they showed up, I think this process began. He and his crew hired Tim Hightower, who you guys may remember was a running back here in D.C., was also a really good player for the Arizona Cardinals. I think he went to Richmond collegiately, if memory serves. But Hightower was hired as a alumni staffer with Washington and kind of a liaison to the former players and to get them back involved and around the building. And I think they really started doing a good job of that. But it completely took off with the new ownership group, frankly, because there were so many guys who had terrible relationships with Dan Snyder. You think about John Riggins back in the fold last year, Daryl Green, who was at training camp today, all the way back in. They're retiring his jersey and his number this year. That's the beginning of what is a lengthy list of you know, players that have been alienated over the years. Charles Mann on these airwaves is talked about this in the past. But this new ownership group has extended, you know, their hand and an olive branch to try to get as many of these guys back in the mix as possible. And I just think now there is a really cool, harmonious relationship between some of the legends of the past and this current operation. And there is an elephant in the room, obviously, which is to say that those were all Redskins greats and now the team is called Commanders. And what do you do with that awkwardness? But as I got into camp today, so I park, I'm walking into training camp. As soon as you walk in off to the right, there's this line for an alumni meet and greet. And the last time I was there, it was Gary Clark, and today it was Dexter Manley, I believe. I was a good ways away, but it looked like Dexter. And so you stand there, you get pictures, you get an autograph, what have you. But over the course of practice, you think about this from the perspective of you're a fan, just a customer that went out there today to watch. Some of the people that I saw, interacted with, bumped into, or just from afar, noticed were there and were spending time with fans. Joe Gibbs was on site today. You have not lived unless you've seen an unsuspecting collection of fans of this football team realize that Joe Gibbs is in their midst. It's the equivalent of just kids at a mall when Santa takes his seat on December 20th for picture time. And when Gibbs comes down to do his Q&A with the media today, and one by one, almost like a wave in a stadium, you know, each fan down the line finds out, oh, that's Joe Gibbs. Oh, Joe Gibbs is over there. I'm getting chills thinking about it. Just the reaction to this living legend being there was awesome. But you had him on site today. Daryl Green was there. I think he brought a couple of hundred folks as part of a charity endeavor he was doing. He was on site. I mentioned Manley was the great pass rusher in team history. I posted a picture, as a matter of fact, at Grant H. Paulson of London Fletcher side by side with Brian Mitchell. We were sitting there on the sideline watching practice, and it dawned on me, two guys that I think should be in the Hall of Fame who are greats in this organization. Fletcher, I'm not going to tell you he had the same career as Ray Lewis because I don't think that's accurate. But his numbers rival a lot of Ray Lewis's over the time that he played in the league. That's a guy, in my opinion, that should be in Canton. And Brian Mitchell, who was the greatest return man of all time at the moment that he retired and is the most accomplished, successful with longevity and consistency return man in history. And they were standing side by side watching practice. Obviously, Brian's going to do TV commentary on the preseason game, London Fletcher's a part of the radio team. But I said, hey, let me take a quick pic of you guys, and I posted it. This is how weird it is. I tweeted it out, and when I started to type it, I said, two Redskins legends who should both be in the Hall of Fame. And then I kind of stopped before I hit send, and I'm like, wait a second. I can't say Redskins. So I said, two Washington legends, and then I'm getting ready to hit send, and I'm like, all right, people are going to be a bunch of crap for that. I'm just saying Washington. So then I just said, I went with Washington football and posted it. And obviously I got a bunch of people going, they played for the Redskins, just say it. Like, it's, you don't know what to do. What am I allowed to do? What should I do? I don't know. But they played for the Redskins. They're two Redskins legends. But anyway, it was just one former great after another. And then I see Sean Springs, and you kind of go round the horn with just a bevy of the former players that were out there. It was awesome. And I think they've done a really good job with that. But here's hoping that London Fletcher gets that call, Joe Jacoby gets that call, and Brian Mitchell, our own here at The Fan, gets that call. This was Devin Hester, for those of you that didn't hear it, as he became the first return man to get inducted to the Pro Football Hall of Fame this weekend.
I hope me being here today opens up the doors and brings some attention to other guys like Brian Mitchell and Josh Cripps, because I'm not the only returner who deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. I'm just the first.
That was classy. I think that was really, really cool. B. Mitch was telling me today that years and years ago, Hester reached out to him and was just picking his brain about returning. And so now you get inducted and you remember that, and he's one of the OGs at the position that you think's deserving, and you name check him in your speech. Very, very cool that he did that. But such a proud history and tradition, and one of the big questions was, as you become Commanders, how are you going to thread that needle? And I'll say, walking around today, seeing Joe Gibbs and Darryl Green and London Fletcher and Brian Mitchell and Dexter Manley, you know, they're threading it, at least in the sense of getting those guys involved and around to pay homage to what was in the past. We've got a brand new shirt, I should point out, on the 106.7 The Fan merch shop right now. Pretty cool looking. It says B. Mitch for Hall of Fame. B. Mitch for HOF. You can go check it out at the 106.7 The Fan merch store right now, along with the That Kid Jaden gear, all of our Jaden Daniels t-shirts. But yeah, represent for the 106.7 The Fan crew, B. Mitch for the Hall of Fame. And I should also tell you that Ty Gibbs of NASCAR fame, who drives for Joe Gibbs Racing, was at practice today. And I was more excited when I saw Ty Gibbs. I was sitting there waiting for Jahan Dotson because I wanted to get an interview for the show. And I prioritized my work. I put you guys first. I want you to know that. I said, I can't come back empty-handed. I got to get a couple interviews. But I wanted to walk away from the practice area where I was waiting for players coming off the field to go talk to Ty Gibbs about the Richmond race. That was I was like a little kid. I think that the difference is, you don't get excited about seeing football players when you're at a football practice. But just, I didn't think Ty Gibbs would be there. He's kind of in the wild at that point. It's like seeing an actor or an actress when you're not at the movies. You just bump into him in a grocery store. Like, if I saw Jahan Dotson at Glory Days Grill in Lorton, I'd be pretty fired up. I didn't think Jahan Dotson would be here. But I knew Jahan Dotson would be walking off the field after practice. If I saw Ty Gibbs at the Richmond Raceway this weekend, maybe it doesn't move the needle the exact same way. I was steamed up to see old Ty Gibbs. What a tiny little kid he is, by the way. What a wee little boy just out there driving a big car in NASCAR for his grandpa, Joe Gibbs. Go get them, Ty. Get your first win of the season. Get yourself into the playoffs officially. All right, next, your Beltway Blitz. And here on Grant and Danny, I am giving away Blues Traveler tickets. They're at Wolf Trap. We'll do that next ahead of the Blitz on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.